Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. My dear brothers and sisters, God has a plan for your life, one that will help you see what's truly important. It's called a vision. Otherwise, things get blurred and you end up not knowing where you are supposed to go. Athletes focus on one thing only, and that is winning. To do it, they sacrifice relationships, pastimes, and pleasures. You know, I like what Eugene Peterson wrote. He describes vision this way. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. When God gives you a vision, you begin to see things as he sees them. Moses saw the promised land while everybody around him saw only wilderness and wanted to give up and return to Egypt. If you reference at Hebrews chapter 11, you will find that story. And he understood that he would get there on God's schedule, according to God's plan, one step at a time. Sometimes your vision can feel overwhelming. That's when you break it down into small steps and visualize yourself taking the next one. You will be surprised at your progress. But until you take the first step, a vision is just a daydream. You know, there is a story about two men who looked out from the prison bars. One saw mud and a brick wall, the other saw stars. The question is, what do you see in your future? Do you think God is just going to drop success into your lap? No. You must energize your vision with faith and give it momentum through hard work. After working all night and catching no fish, Jesus told his disciples, "Launch out into the deep," in Luke chapter 5 verse 4. When they obeyed, they caught the biggest catch ever. The bottom line is, my dear brothers and sisters, the world does not control your supply. God does. Trust him, depend on him, lean on him, seek him today more than ever before, because he is going to do a miracle in your life. Get your vision sharpened, cast your vision, pray about your vision, ask God to give you clarity, and he will lead you on paths of righteousness. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We love you, we bless you, we honor you. I pray today you will grant us vision in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us by the power of your Spirit, O God, because we know that you are a good shepherd. You lead us. You have put us on a narrow path, and in the narrow path, we need to hold the hand of our shepherd, hold the hand of our Savior, and walk together. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, give us the grace that, Lord God Almighty, the vision that you have given for us, we will walk step by step, little by little, gaining ground, O Father, possessing the land in the name of Jesus. That's what I pray. Father God, this morning I lift up your flock into your hands, O God. They are precious to you. And Lord, you love them dearly. I pray that you will bless them today as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the daily errands of their life. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from the evil one. Bless them, O God. O Father, enlarge their territory, increase their borders. For your word says that you are the glory and the lifter of your head. If people are standing on the crossroads of their lives, I pray that, Lord, they will hear the voice of the Master, and they will know how to take the next step and which path to take. I thank you, Lord. Grant them discernment and encourage them. Today, Lord, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over that spirit of infirmity and I rebuke it, resist it, and Lord, I reject it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. That, Lord, today your people will enjoy good health, strength, vigor, vitality, and longevity will be granted unto your flock. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.